that it's written upon one of your shtaris that it was paid up already. So which star was paid up? Is Yasemasha Shebesaskunius. Do what it says in the Safunis. So Rashi says, V'yashtar becheskas prua. The shtar becheskas was paid up already. V'yafa pishar l'shevra zeh liyas munach v'yad aleiva. L'chura, the leiva should have been holding on to the receipt. Like when the leiva pays up, so the leiva gets a receipt. Amrina, we say over here, that heminu ha-leiva, the leiva trusted the malva. V'yayma mocha t'noli, give it back to me tomorrow. And the malva forgot. So the kids, if the malva finds a receipt and his bundle saying that, you know, such a shtar was paid up, we listen to the receipt. And that should be a good enough proof to say that the leiva really paid up the money. If so, the receipt should have been by the leiva. What is the receipt doing by the malva? We say that's possible. It could be like that. It could happen that the leiva left the receipt by the malva. So the kids, if the malva finds the receipt by himself, he has to act as if it was really paid up. And he should not go and collect the shtar a second time. Now the Mishnah says, my shtari berurim. What does the Mishnah mean if you find the shtar berurim? That's also called the Maisa Bezdin. What's the shtar berurim? So Hochi Tirgamor, here they metagamit shtari tainso. That they write down when two people come to Bezdin, so each one has a complaint against the other one. So first Bezdin writes down in the shtar that complaint. So such a shtar like that is called the Maisa Bezdin, you're supposed to return it. Rav Yirmiyahu Amar, Rav Yirmiyahu says no, it means Zeh Boru Le'echad V'Zeh Boru Le'echad. When they first want to go to a Din Torah, each one chooses his own Dayan. So that's the Shtar Birurim, that the way each one chose his Dayan. Rashi says, Zeh Boru Le'echad, Keshe Boru Lehen Dayanim. When two people want to go to a Din Torah, so each one picks his own Dayan, and then they agree on a third one. So, Kaisvim Lehen Zeh Biru Loi Es Ploini, that Ruvain chose this person to be his Dayan, V'Zeh Biru Loi Es Ploini, Shlo Yuchel Achdem. We have to write it down and know that later they can't change their mind. So that's called the Shtori Berurim, that if somebody finds it, we're allowed to return it. Then the Mishnah says, V'chol Maise Bezna Reza Yachzu. Any type of an action that was done in front of Bezdin, you return it. Tomorrow says, Who Gita there was a get, we had Gemara before, Who Gita the Ashkach Beidina the Rav Huna. They found a get on the floor in front of the Bezna Rav Huna. That because of it was written inside this get, V'shiyurei Mosa, in this city Shiro, the Arachas Nahara, that was on this, that was near the river Rochas. So that's the city was written in the get. Now, and they don't know, and a shliach was carrying the get, and the shliach lost it, and then he says, that's the get that I lost, give it back to me. So Rav Huna says, no, chashin l'shnei shiroi. We're afraid that even though in this city, we don't know a second person with the same name, but we have to be afraid maybe the same get was written in another city, also called shiroi. Rashi says, v'yafafi sheshiroi yadul, and even though in this city shiroi that we know about, ein bo yashnei Yosef ben Shimon, there's no two people with the same name, still we have to be afraid, shema yesh shiroi acheres. Maybe there's another city that has the same name. And Sheyei Shom, in that city, maybe there is another person living there with the same name written in this get. Shem Yosef ben Shimon. For Shom Nichtav, maybe the get was written over there from a different person. Or Mashliach Achanof, and it fell from a different Shliach. So the kids, since the get was found in the Bezdin, a lot of people travel there, we have to be afraid that maybe it's not your get, maybe it's somebody else's get, and you can't use it. Now, Omalei Rav Chizda L'Rabba, so Rav Chizda said to Rabba, Tuk, go out, I, and look into this. Because tonight the boy Yilor Rav Huna Minoch, Rav Huna is going to ask you the shaila. So Nofagi went out, dark, he checked the Ashkach, and he found the Tanan. We learned in our mission. It says, "Kol Ma'aseh Bezna Reza Yachzer." To see you allowed to return it. So Rabba Paskin, you are allowed to return this get. A get is also called the Ma'aseh Bezdin. So Rashi says the Reza Yachzer. Rashi says the Chibul LeHuksugosh NaYosef Ben Shimon Biirachas LiirachHeresh and Yiduulon LeChashinon. Since right now we know the city Shiroi. And in the city that we know the name is Shiro, there are no two people with the same name there. So therefore, we don't have to be afraid. Maybe the get comes from another city, also called Shiro, since we do not know about that city. You don't have to be afraid so far. Oh, Malay Rav Am LeRabba, Rav is about to Rabba. Heichi Poshit Mar Isurim Mamayna. How could you bring a proof from here? We're talking about a get from Isurim, from the case of our Mishnah, talking about Mumnis. Our Mishnah is all Shtori Berurim, Shtori Mumnis. How could you bring a riot from a Shtar Mumin to a Shtar Isurim? Maybe by Isurim we're more Machmer. That's what Rav Amram said to Rabba. Omalei, so Rabba said back to him, Tirdo. The Rashi says, Meshumem, like you're not all here. Like, what's wrong with you? Shtori chalitza minun tanan. And our Mishnah doesn't only say shtori mumnis. It also talks about a shtar chalitza, shtar minun, also has to do with Yisurim. So you see, even by Yisurim also, we return a shtar of a Maisa Bezdin. So the Maisa says, the Marcel, what happened now was, tanan, we learned, poka arzo devei Rav. In the Beis Medrash there, a beam broke. The main beam that the Beis HaMedrash was held was supported by cracked. So why? The Gemara says, Ma Rama once said, Mishum, it was my fault. Whereas Rabbi Mestam said it was my fault why I said back to him that night. I called him to doi. Omarom, the others went back. Mishum lesedi doi pakoi. No, it was my fault. I shouldn't have asked such a question. Each one took the blame upon himself why they're being abroad. So I call upon him. We also hold here the fact that you could return such a shtar. The Mishnah says you find a shtar in a bag or in a case, you're allowed to return it. My chafisa, what's a chafisa mean? Amar Rabba Bar Bachana, chamas katana. Small bag. Chamas is like Rashi says, shalor. Small skin bag. Shenoistim bayayin, a small skin bottle, you put wine in there. Because you find a shtar in that, you're supposed to return it because it has a simin. My dluskuma, what dluskuma? Amar Rabba Bar Shmuel, delika de sabi. Delika de sabi, Rashi says, taska, a little case. Shas kainim matzniyim bo klitash mission. An older person stores there his kalim. Shlo yitzruchu lechapesh achreim. He doesn't want to have to look around for them. So he puts it away in a small bin, a small case. So that's that. It also, you find the shtar in such a case. So the Mishnah says, I'll raise the yachzer. Because these things have a simin to it. Therefore, if the whoever gives a simin, he gets it back. Then the Mishnah says, tachrich shel shtaris. Either a bundle of shtaris, a roll of shtaris, or yagudish shtaris, or else a bundle of shtaris. Also, these things have some on him, therefore you return them. Tana Rabbonin, kam hu tachrish shtaris. What's called you found a roll of shtaris? Shalaisha, you found three shtaris, keruchim zeh bezeh, like wrapped around one and the other. So Rashi says, v'zel simin, this is the sign, sha'abaylam leistim bem, whoever could give such a sign to say, I lost three shtaris that were wrapped together, we give it back to you. That zeh yachris mitziyah shtaris mitzosi. The person that found the shtaris pronounces, everybody should know I found a bunch of shtaris. I found shtaris. There's a young man, the person that says shalihim, and you know, there were three of them there, and there were kruchim, maim, zeh, bezeh, they're wrapped around one on another. That's a good simon. Vayit, the kamehi aguda, what's called the bundle of shtaris? The kamehi aguda shal shtaris? Shloisha kshurim, zeh, bezeh. Three shtaris that are tied together. So Rashi says, they're tied together. So first thing we want to say, shamat minofim, here we have a proof, kesha simon. If something has a knot on it, to give the simon, to give what type of a knot is there, that's called the simon, return something. And this really is a shawl we'll see later on in the next parak in Elam Tzias, if a simon is really, if a kesher is called a simon or not. It's machlokes over there. So Rashi says, sheyesh ksorim sheinu deim zeh lazeh. Because some knots are not like other knots. So that's the sword to say it is a good simon. But one says, no, it's not such a good simon. A knot is a normal thing, it's not a good simon. So from here, since we say, aguda means three stars are tied together, mashma the simon is the kesher. Samar says, no, hatani reb chiyah shleisha kruchim zeh bezeh. That's like we had before, it means three wrapped together. It means here also, it means since there are three of them here, that was the simon, not because down they're tied together, because you have three simon. The Yochi, you suffer the Gemara Hainel Tachrich. They're coming on because they have three tied together, that's the number three. That's the same thing as a roll of shtoros that we said before, it means three. Samara says it's a little different. Tachrich kol chada v'chada b'reisha d'chavra. It's rolled up means the first one ends where the second one begins. Like this head is by the other one's end. That's called a tachrich, like a roll. You roll up the three stars one after another. Aguda, what's called a bundle? The Ramiya Dodi, that they're all three on top of one another. Okay. So now the Gemara says, though, but Okruchais. Aguda, the Damiya Dodi, Okruchais. Rashi, Eshkivim Zeh Zeh, Orchon, Orchon, Shechaveroi. Now the Gemara says, My Machris, the one that finds it, what does he pronounce? What does he say he found? My Machris. The Gemara says, Minyan. Well, I announced that I found three stars. And the other one has to give a simon to say that they're kruchim, yached, that they were wrapped up together. The Gemara says, if I announce the three, so my plus, so why does the Mishnah say, why do we say the pshat from the kruchim, or kshurim? Means three, afilu tartanami, afilu two also. In other words, if the number is not the simon here, so what do I care how many fell, even if there be two? Also, the simon is the fact they're rolled together. So why does the Bryce only say three, even two would also be? The Gemara says, no, Elikudiyam Ravina Gravina says, Tiva Machris, other cases we say, I found the coin. I will see later on. Hezachinami Shtori Machris. Person has to announce that I found Shtoris. So therefore, just two alone will not be any simon. Because when a guy says, I found Shtoris, Shtoris means at least two. So therefore, vice versa, you have to be able to say how many Shtoris you lost. That has to be part of the simon. So it's only good if you lost three, at least more than two. Once you lost more than two, so I pronounce and say, I found Shtoris. You come and say there were three, there were four, there were five, and also you have to say there were kruchim wrapped together, that's a good simon. But if you'd only say two, that wouldn't be a good simon. Because when I say I found shtaros, you know the guy found at least two. That's why it's meduyik. You have to say like at least three. In other words, the person pronounces, I found shtaros. Doesn't say how many he found. The person giving this simon has to add on how many he lost. So therefore, you have to say more than what he's saying. It has to be at least three. But if we have three shtaros they are found together, all saying that this one person borrowed money, so you give them back to the leiva. If you want to say it fell from the malva that was paid up already, since there are three different malvas here involved, how come these three shtaros were found together? There's one person, this Ruvain, borrowed money from three different people. So since we found the three shtaros together, it's mistar which fell from Ruvain to leiva. Sumar says no. Dilmud lukimino azli. Maybe they went to be mekayim all the shtaros and they got lost by the bezdin b'shas kiyum. So Gemara says the mekayimi. No, maybe the shtar already had its kiyum ready. So not afraid he went to kiyum now. For the Gemara though, but still maybe dilmud miyoder the safra nafal. Maybe it fell from the seifa when they first read up the shtar. Maybe these three malvis went to one seifa and the seifa wrote up the shtaros. So maybe it fell from the seifa itself. So Gemara says no. Let me show you in shikiyumay biyoder the safra. Person doesn't leave a shtar makuyim by the seifa itself. So therefore, for sure, the malva took the shtaros home already. So if so, how come these three shtaros fell at the same place? It has to be that really the leiva paid up already, and the leiva received the shtaros back, and now these three shtaros fell from the leiva. Then the Mishnah says, Shloishish lovu miyechad, if three different people borrowed money from one malva, there's one person that lent out money to three different people, and we found the three shtaros together again, Yafsala malva. We returned these three shtaros to the one malva, the star which fell from him. Because he sacrificed the leiven, and if you want to say it fell from the leiven after they paid up already, so my boy got your daddy. There are three different people that borrowed money from this Ruvain. So what are those three shtaros doing together if it didn't fall from the malva? So Mar says, no, Dilma lemichtevinu azli. Maybe they went to write up the shtaros now. So it fell from the cipher they went to write up the shtar from. So maybe Vaitet fell from the leiven. No, it was written in three different ciphers, three different hands. So kids, they didn't go to the same cipher. But the Gemara still, maybe they went to be Mekayim Dishtar. That's why got lost together. The Gemara says, Malvum Mekayim Shtar, Leivim Mekayim Shtar. Still not a swar, it should have fell from the Leivim. Because the one that's worried about being Mekayim Dishtar is the Malva. So again, even if they took it to one place, it's Mestavra, the Malva took it there. Therefore, it's all Mestavra to say the Shtar goes back to the Malva. Then the Mishnah says, "Im yeshi moim samfunis." The person finds a receipt amongst his shtaros, so yasu masha shemafunis. He has to act according to this receipt. He's the malva, and he has a bill here saying somebody owes him $100. So really, he should use the shtar to collect it. But he also finds in his right there a receipt. So that should have shown. It says no that it paid up already. So he has to act as if it was paid up. Om Rabbi Yimi Barabo, Om Rav. Simfun hayotzi mitachas yad malva. A receipt that was found by the malva, even though it was written in the ksav yodoy, the malva himself wrote up the receipt. It's only like a joke, and we don't use it. No, he has the right to say, I didn't really mean to write up a shtar, that's not called a good receipt. It really, we should say, if the leiva really didn't pay up yet, what are you doing writing a receipt? So still we say, no. Still, we can say it's only a joke. Since he himself knows how to, still, we say it's a joke. Not only if it was written up by a cipher, does the Malva have a right to say, it's not a real good receipt, he didn't pay me up yet? Because the equal name, we could say, Safra Sramalay. That the reason why the Malva had the receipt written up earlier, even before he received the money, is because he has a cipher on hand right now. Israel, because of, and he knows maybe later when the leiva really pays me up, he won't want to pay me up unless I give him a receipt. And later maybe I won't find the cipher on hand. So therefore the Malva has the right to say, I had the cipher right up the receipt right now, even though I didn't get the money yet. So therefore the Malva has the right to say it wasn't really paid up. That's one thing. Ela, but rather, filu, even in the case, that kosav iksav yodai. Even in the case where the Malva himself wrote up the receipt, so then it's a svara, why should the Malva do it early? Like the Chur of the Malva himself knows how to write a receipt, so let him wait and write it up until the Leiva really pays him up. So there should be a svara that if the Malva wrote up a receipt, it should be a proof, the Chur, that the Leiva really paid up already. Still we say no, it's possible. Why? Sova, the Malva, look at thing like this. Dilma Mitzrami V'yosi Ben Hashmoshes. Maybe the loiv is going to come with money. Mamash right for your Ben Hashmoshes. Maybe it's right before Shabbos. Maybe it means to come Ben Hashmoshes for kaparali, and he's going to want to pay me up right then. Did lo yehivne lo yoyv li zuzei. And if I don't give him a receipt, he won't pay me up. Let me write out the receipt right now. That's what the Malva thinks to himself. And no matter when the labor will come and pay me up, ethically he'll give it to me, and I'll have the receipt on hand. So therefore, with a receipt, we still have to be, the Malva has the right to say, even though I'm holding on to the receipt, the labor really did not pay me up yet. I'm only holding on to it that whenever the labor pays me up, I'll have it on hand to give it to him right away. Tanan, Khuratakashan, it's Tanam Lotin Amishnah, Em Yeshi Moim Samfunis. If the Malva finds the receipt between the Shtaris, he has to do according to the receipt. That means Pasha we say the receipt there so that it was paid up already. So why? I would say now, Malva has the right to say he's time holding on to the receipt even though it wasn't paid up yet. Skumarin says, Could Yomra Safra Shanimsa Bain Shtaris Kruyin? Was the case where he found this receipt between the Shtaris that were ripped up already. So Hokinami Shemotsa Bain Shtaris Kruyin. He found the receipt near a shtar that was ripped up already. Since the shtar was ripped up already, that also l'chura shows that it was really paid up. So now, if he has a receipt, that for sure should show us that the shtar really was paid up already. What happened was like this. Not that this shtar was ripped up, but he had a few shtaros that were ripped up already. And now this shtar, saying to collect money, is also amongst those shtaros that were ripped up. So there are two reyuses here. Even though that shtar wasn't ripped up, but it was in the pile that was ripped up already. So what are the shtar doing in the pile that's ripped up already? So it's a good chance, a good shtar to say, because really, the labor paid me up already. But the other side is, no, it's still a good shtar. Now that the Malva finds a receipt, you have to put one or two together to say for sure that shtar really was paid up. But if that shtar was not amongst the ripped up shtaris, it was amongst those good shtaris, then the receipt means nothing. Then we have our shtar to say the Malva Stam wrote up the receipt a little bit before, just to have it on hand. Toshima says, Nimtza li echad ben shtaroisef. Somebody finds between his shtaris, shtaros yosef eshimin frua. Says that the shtar yosef eshimin was paid up already. So shtaros shneim pruim. Both the shtaris, we have to act as if they're paid up. Rashi says, Nimsa ben shtaroisef, at least we get poshed. Shnei yosef eshimin biracha. Two people the same name in the same city. The Nimsa shreiva, we find the receipt, liyodim echa ben shtaroisef, the cost of boy, shtaros yosef eshimin, shebiyodi pruhu. This shtar is paid up. Voila shnei shtaros eshimin, he had two shtaros on both sides.